Episode 3044, For the Sake of Your Marriage.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. I can't even believe it's already here. And you know what? May is almost gone. I don't know what happened to the first 5 months in 2023, but let me tell you, these last 7 months, well, let's go out with a bang. And we can do that when we build strong relationships, especially in our marriages, for the sake of your marriage. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. If you haven't heard, we have partnered with pray.com. You can go there every Tuesday live, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. And we have a brand new TV show. This coming week will be episode number 20. And if you can't make it there live, you can watch it there, video on demand. You know, God is truly blessing us. And I think with anything, we have to really be fervent in what we're doing. We have to forge ahead. We have to move forward. And that goes along in our marriages. And I think a lot of us kind of like to hang out in the past. We go backwards before we go forwards. And we don't want to see what could be. We just want to be stuck where we were because we already know what to expect. And what's in front of us is kind of scary because we don't know what that looks like. But we have to remember this. Marriage is a partnership that requires mental strength and stability. For the sake of your marriage, you have to build a strong bond through good communication. Love matters. And the way you do this is by enhancing your listening skills, by staying alert and aware of your spouse's needs. Now, I know you're thinking, well, I already know his needs, right? You're already naming them. The tummy, a few other things a little lower. Yeah, you get it, right? TMI, I know. But we kind of make light of that. But there's more to relationship than just that. And I know we tend to just brush over it. But I really want you to think about how you speak to your spouse. As much as you want it easy, marriage takes work. And that work starts with good ears. That's why you have two. Be quick to listen. Go back in time when you had a disagreement or an argument. Maybe it was just yesterday. Maybe it was this morning. Would the situation have been different if either you or your spouse had better communication? Most of the time, the answer is yes. Human beings are really strange. When we are listening, our ears quickly shut down because we've already moved to the resolution of the problem. We want to fill in the blank. We just skip ahead because, oh, I know it all. I got this. And on top of that, we're distracted. So we really aren't hearing the whole process, the whole sentence, the whole paragraph, the whole chapter of what our spouses are saying. The sentences instead are finished in our own minds. But your spouse has yet to stop talking. And we wonder why there are problems. If we don't listen within our marriage, what kind of relationship do you have? Not much of one. For the sake of your marriage, let your ears be the strength to hear. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Let your ears be the strength to hear. If you haven't heard, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I know you've got a lot going on. In fact, there's a day for everything. I think I saw a couple days ago that it was National Pizza Party Day. Not just Pizza Day, but Pizza Party Day. And then a couple days before that, it was like Chocolate Chip Day. I'm like, seriously? Why do we have time for all of these days? What about living our life to the fullest of what really matters? Mental strength withers if the ears do not hear. Think about that for a moment. Because if you are not grounded in your well-being, if it's not solid, how can you have a strong marriage? It'll be very challenging. Now, you can do it, but you have to be strong within your mental keenness, right? You've got to be on point. Because what happens is you're making up all this stuff up in your mind and you think, oh, I got it. I've been listening, and really you're not. It's literally going in one ear and out the other. It doesn't register. It just says void, negative, data entry error. Something pops up and says, you don't got this right, but you think you do. And then day after day after day, you think you've got it all put together. And really, no, it's just like literally your relationship is falling apart at the seams because there was never a bond there to begin with. Mental strength withers if the ears do not hear. With life's ups and downs, you have to have a strong heart, a strong mind with ears to hear. So I want to give you three ways to enhance your listening skills and strengthen your marriage. Number one, give undivided attention. And the key word here is undivided. One of the most important aspects of active listening is to provide undivided attention to your partner. This means putting aside all distractions such as your phone, oh, guilty as charged, the television, whatever you're streaming, whatever you're binging, and even other distractions, cooking dinner, the dogs, right? And focus solely on what your spouse is saying, looking them in their eye, listening to their tone, watching their facial expressions, and observing their body language, all to gain complete understanding of their perspective. You've got to give undivided attention. And as much as we are connected, we are so disconnected. And it starts within our own four walls. We've got to look at our own reflection. Because let me tell you, we're all guilty of number one. We're not giving undivided attention. We think we are. And I can tell you on a personal note, when my wonderful, lovely husband, who I love so dearly, and he's on his phone, it's his way to decompress, drives me crazy. This is just him, and that's fine. I accept him and love him. But he will go through these Instagram reels, and he sends them out to the kids. Oh, you got to look at this one, this one. He'll send them to me, and that's fine. It's just kind of like an easy, doesn't, you know, really have to have any thought. The mental strength doesn't have to be there because it's just like, it's, you know, it's nothing. But I'm sitting there trying to have a conversation. Like, oh, well, what are we going to do tomorrow? And it's graduation and I need to prepare. And what does it look like? And so I'm trying to talk to him. And literally, I say the same sentence five times. I'm like, seriously? And at one point, I was just like, that's it. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm making the decision. You're just going to have to go with it. Now, I didn't have that attitude like you just heard in my voice, but I was very matter of fact. I'm like, okay, you're not listening to me. That's fine. You don't want to make the decision. So just know I've made the decisions and you're just going to have to accept them. Now, he knows that he's okay with that. So it really doesn't bother him as much as it bothers me because he's doing what he wants. Now, it drives me absolutely crazy. But do you think he's giving me that undivided attention? No, he's not. And it's frustrating, but I get it because he's decompressing. That's how he brings down his day and slows it down because he's making thousands of decisions that are life and death every single day. And I get it. He's always having to be on point. So when he comes home, he doesn't want to be on point. He wants me to make all the decisions, which is great. But guess what? All throughout the day, I've been making decisions. So do you see here how we have kind of going back and forth? A little bit of tension can build. So when you're looking at your life and your relationship, your discussions, your conversations with your spouse, are you giving him or her undivided attention? Are you really sitting there and going, okay, I got you on this? Or are you in your own Instagram? And are you reading other people's highlight reels? There's nothing wrong with that, but there's a time and a place. And let me tell you, those phones are a distraction. So we've got to start paying attention and really tuning in 120% of the time. Number two, practice empathy. When you listen to your spouse, you put yourself in their shoes. And you also accept the responsibility to understand their point of view. That, my friend, is powerful. Because it's not just sympathy. Oh, I feel for you. Or, yeah, I know what that feels like to be, you know, mad, or someone was, you know, being mean to you or said something bad. Yeah, I get that. But no, to literally put yourself in their shoes. That means you're listening to exactly the words and you're letting them fill your mind. And it becomes what? Part of your life. And so you're sitting there going, okay, he's feeling this or she's feeling this. Now I know where she stands. Understand that empathy requires patience, which a lot of us don't have. Empathy requires attention and intent. We have to be intentional to pay attention. So take time to ask questions, to clarify any misunderstandings in order to avoid unnecessary conflicts. Again, communication is valued in a marriage. And plus, who really wants to fight anyway? I know I don't want to. And at the same time, though, you may have a spouse who is a little bit quiet and you wish they would fight with you because all they do is they hold it in. And that can be just as detrimental as someone who is angered and lets it all fly out of their mouth as fast as it came into them. So give undivided attention. Practice empathy. And finally, number three, respond appropriately. Responding appropriately means acknowledging your spouse and saying, okay, yeah, I understand what you're feeling, right? The empathy. And then you respond in a thoughtful manner. And it's crucial to show that you care about their feelings, that you care about what they're thinking, how it impacted them personally, even if you don't entirely agree with their perspective. But you still have to stand up. You still need to listen. And if you sit there and discount everything that's being said, how do you think that makes them feel? Less than. Like you really don't care about them, yet you say, I love you. You've got to respond appropriately. And that means taking some notes and finding room for change in an open and authentic way. That means saying, okay, this doesn't go well with him, but this does. And he responds well to it, which means if I react this way, if I choose to respond in this manner, then hopefully he will gain and benefit from my response, which means what? You're on the same page. Yes, there's a win for both of you. Listening is an integral part of communication, and it impacts the strength and well-being of your marriage. But very little do we spend time. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling. We talk about communication, but a lot of people are thinking that really is just words. And it's not just words. It's using our ears, our tone, our body language. It's all of it. It's not compartmentalizing, it's just the words that are coming out of my mouth. Because if you were just to listen to the words, I would really be boring. But you see, when I engage with you, and then I get louder, and I have more excitement in my voice, and then I bring it back down. Do you see how more engaged you are? You're wondering, oh my gosh, what is she going to say next? This is so exciting. And then the climax never happens. And we just go back to, well, I don't know, because I'm a little confused, not knowing what to do next. We cannot take listening as just one part, meaning the ears that only hear. It's everything. You've got to take in the 360 view. That's what God does for you. Are you willing to do that for your spouse? To love them unconditionally? To listen oh so carefully? And when you do that, that's called active listening. And when you do that, it ensures that both you and your spouse are feeling heard, are feeling seen, are feeling validated and appreciated. By following these three things, right? You've got to have your empathy, you've got to respond appropriately, and you've got to give undivided attention. When you do all of that, you're cultivating a stronger bond between the two of you. And what does that do for your marriage? It strengthens it. And so when strong storms come in, what happens? You can withstand it together. You're better together. So remember that the ears play an important role in the health and success of your marriage. So always be mindful of how well you listen. Go out, my friend, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.